Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mullay and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Jerry DiNardo is our college football expert. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Morning, Jerry.
I'm doing great. Good morning.
So I was, you know, obviously enjoyed the Northwestern Notre Dame game and thought it was cool to see the Irish in Evanston, and understood that it was, you know, a difficult task for the Cats, and yet they did okay. They kept the game close. I thought it was respectable the way things came out. The really good news is that Iowa ended up losing, if you're a Northwestern fan, and now the Cats are in the driver's seat. They need to win two of their last three games here, and they've got Minnesota and Illinois, and now the big one, they go to Iowa, and they could really make an impact. But I was, and I don't know if you care about the odds or any of that stuff, Jerry, but I always think it's interesting because when you look at the Vegas odds, the idea is not whether the team's going to win by that amount, but how people perceive it, how they will bet it. And it's 10.5, the line. I mean, that's a huge line. The Cats are probably going to win the Big Ten West, and yet they're going to have a hard time in Iowa, according to the fine people of Las Vegas.
You know, this is kind of like a psychological test for Northwestern. I mean, when you looked at the schedule before the season started, you know, I think we were all excited about the Notre Dame game, but, you know, it was between Wisconsin and Iowa. How's that going to play out? And then Northwestern's in the hunt and the favorite right now to win the West, and they've got to play Notre Dame in between Wisconsin and Iowa. So how does Fitz get that team ready? So to your point, Molly, now Northwestern can lose to Iowa, beat Minnesota and Illinois, and still go to Indianapolis. Now, is that crazy or not?
That's crazy.
And I think that's one of the reasons the spread is the way it is. Maybe people think, you know, well, will Northwestern be as fired up if they had to win the Iowa game to go to the West? And if you look at their season, they have a great win against Purdue. They kind of go south a little bit. Pressure's on them just to have a good year, not to win the West, but just to have a good year. And they rebound like champs. So I got to tell you, I don't know what Fitz is doing psychologically, but I hope he's getting some sleep.
This segment with Jerry DiNardo brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service.
He'll sleep better, Jerry, if he knows he can run the football against Iowa. And I think, you know, Isaiah Bowser's, his emergence has been very impressive in terms of since Jeremy Larkin went down. I'm surprised that they relied on him as much as they have, and yet he's steady. He's not spectacular, but I think he gives them an element in the running game that they lacked. Clayton Thorson, I think, you know, can continue to improve. He needs a big game against Iowa. If they do beat Iowa, able to pull off the upset, what will they have done right?
Well, probably make Iowa defend the run. But, David, I believe nowadays football, you don't have to run the ball to win and to win big. Because of the spread formation, because of man coverage, the equation in college football has changed. You still have to make the defense defend the run. But you don't have to come out of games like you did a generation ago saying we had to rush for 200 or 250. You just have to make them defend the run. And if Northwestern can do that with the run, then it's up to Iowa to defend the pass. And that's basically how college football is going right now, and it's no different for Northwestern. So the short answer to your question, Mick McCall, offensive coordinator, has to make them defend the run and then probably win the game with the pass.
When you, Jerry, when we look at Michigan and see the way that they handled Penn State and the fact that they dominated that game and really just, you know, they're improving as the year goes on. Obviously, they move into the playoff here. If they can handle Ohio State, then it looks like they'll be there at the West at the end. Excuse me. Can Northwestern, they were up 17-0 again. If Northwestern gets there, can they even compete with those guys? I mean, this team is getting so much better.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question they can compete with them. I mean, this is the great thing about divisional play. You know, in the ordinary, if it wasn't divisional play, would Northwestern be, you know, would they be in the hunt for Indianapolis? No. I mean, they'd be in the middle of the pack. I mean, they could be what? They could be a 6-7 team win and go to the championship. And they're not a better team than Michigan. They don't have to be. They just have to be better that one day in Indianapolis. And usually in these cases, the better team has to help them. So Michigan could turn it over. Michigan could wind up in Indianapolis fat and happy and think they just have to show up. And Northwestern could be razor sharp. And you just never know what happens in these championship games. So they have a chance, absolutely, if it's those two teams. And right now it looks like it's going to be those two.
Oh, so Ohio State, you know, they have Michigan State, and certainly they had to rally to beat Nebraska. Are you basically, along with a lot of people, and not giving them a whole lot of hope for the rest of the season? Where are you with Ohio State?
No, I'm probably overstating things because that's what I do naturally. David, you watch him on tape against Nebraska, and I've been disappointed in the CFP this year, their rankings. But, you know, they're about where they deserve to be. Now, I haven't seen all the teams around the country. They're still not playing their best. And so if they don't play their best, or if they don't play better than they're playing right now, I think they'll have a hard time beating Michigan. If they don't start playing better and beat Michigan, and now we go down that SEC road where Alabama loses in the championship game and Georgia goes and Alabama goes and Clemson goes and Notre Dame goes, that's a disaster, I think, for the college football playoffs and certainly for the Big Ten. So they just have to start playing better. They ran the ball a little bit better against Nebraska, but they're not as good as I think we expect them to be. And I don't think they're half as good as they thought they would be.
What did you make of the score of that Minnesota Illinois game? That was 55-34 or something. I mean, I didn't know Illinois had 55 points in them.
You know, Molly, when you're building a program, I mean, this happened to me in Indiana where Purdue just ran through us like we weren't even there. I mean, it was pitiful. When you're building a program like Lovey, I'm going to tell you, the extremes are going to happen. Everyone has to understand. One coach only controls half the equation, okay? So maybe Minnesota laid an egg. Maybe Minnesota wasn't ready to play. And maybe this was the best game Illinois played. I mean, that's what happens when you're at the bottom of conferences. Illinois gave up, what, 700 yards or something to Maryland? Mm-hmm. Is that some crazy number, right? And then they do that to Minnesota. When you are where Illinois is in their building process, and when you took over an absolute train wreck like Lovey has taken over, you are going to have these crazy swings. And I don't know how else to explain it. And I am surprised that PJ fired Rod Smith as defensive coordinator. Right. That seems to me like a panic move. And I'm really surprised PJ did that.
You know, Lovey Smith changed defensive coordinators or lost his, too, when Hardy Nickerson left. And he took over play calling duties for one game. Is that going to continue, Jerry? Is that smart for a head coach to do that? Because Lovey did that once for 1 year here when he was a head coach of the Bears and didn't go so well. There's always those divided responsibilities, and yet that may be the smartest thing for Illinois. It's hard to say.
Well, yeah, I think it's two questions. Will he finish it this year, and did it have anything to do with their performance against Minnesota? And, you know, that's hard to kind of look at yourself and say, geez, I must have made a difference. But I think you have to do that. And if he feels like he did make a difference, he certainly should finish out a year. What I'm hoping Lovey does is, I don't care about this year, I hope he does whatever he thinks is best. But just like he found Rod Smith on offense, this is a college offensive coordinator. It's not a pro guy. Find the best college defensive coordinator that you can possibly find, as good as Rod Smith on defense. Be a CEO, oversee the whole thing. You have a wealth of experience. You're going to play well at homes in recruiting. Get an expert recruiting. Hire someone from Alabama's back room to come to Illinois and maybe update, if it needs updating. I shouldn't say this. If they make them a state-of-the-art recruiting program, get a state-of-the-art defensive coordinator that spends his life in college football, let him and Rod Smith run the program in football, and let Lovey woo the recruits in the home and on campus.
Jerry, Wisconsin heads to Penn State in what looked like it was going to be a big game when the schedule came out, but now it's just sort of another game. It's it doesn't seem as significant as maybe we thought it might be.
Correct. Two teams that are underachieving based on our preseason expectations.
Right.
But the difference for me is one lines up in the spread, which gives the playmakers it does have to make a play. The other lines up in an old I formation. They can't throw the ball deep. They hardly can throw it at all. And they give the Penn State defense a chance just to pack the box, just like Mike Hankowitz did when Northwestern played Wisconsin. I think the way it's gone for these two teams going into this game, Penn State has the advantage. It's at Penn State. Let their playmakers make some plays and try to get out of there with an offensive victory.
Purdue keeps winning, Jerry. It's surprising. Nobody. I know it's not a surprise to you. Jeff Brohm's coaching job is, I think they have an opportunity here now to win their final three games. That includes Wisconsin. Is he a Big Ten Coach of the Year candidate?
Boy, you would sure think so, right? I was sold on him the first day I was at practice 2 years ago, just like Scott Frost at Nebraska. But I thought they were going to take a step back this year. Just they lost some defensive guys and all that. I find what he's done extraordinary. And how about the crowds? I mean, how many teams can go from empty stadiums to full stadiums? I mean, there's usually some transition there. I give all this credit to these Purdue fans. They have shown up in a way that I never thought you could show up that quickly in the second year of a coach's tenure. So, yeah, he's in the conversation for sure. He's probably in the conversation for National Coach of the Year if enough people are paying attention to Purdue.
Jerry, we'll let you go. Northwestern again. If they do win the Big Ten West, how significant of an achievement is it for the program in a year where they've lost at home to Akron, where they've had some uneven results, where you know they're not doing great outside the conference, and where, hey, let's be honest, if Purdue is this good, if Wisconsin rebounds Iowa, I mean, maybe they don't get another bite at this apple. It's an opportunity for them to win the Big Ten West, but how significant is it?
Well, you know, it's significant, but I have to tell you, I think it's overdue, to be honest with you. I mean, Fitz's two predecessors won the Big Ten in an environment where it was much harder to win the Big Ten. Randy won it and Gary Barnett won it. Fitz has more resources than either of those two guys have had in the last 2 or 3 years. You know, the West let Wisconsin separate themselves. But other than Wisconsin, you know, so I don't want to say that, Molly, because I think you're putting limitations on them if you say that.
Okay.
I'd say it's a heck of a job that Fitz did. He does a heck of a job every year. But I would expect that Northwestern, especially with Wisconsin coming back to the pack, I would expect Northwestern to be more normally in the conversation for the Western Division hunt. So I think it's a great accomplishment, but you know, I felt like they could have done this a couple years ago. I'm glad they're in the hunt, and I think I'm hoping it's just the start, not the end of where they think they can go.
That's great stuff. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, see you guys.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.